الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى، بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى، إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. In these ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given us a perfect prescription, a perfect recipe for our total success. In this, just to translate the ayat briefly, Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ. قَدْ is used in Arabic language for stress, definitely, undoubtedly. أَفْلَحَ is success, and it is in the past tense. That means that person has already become successful. And the success, the word that is used here in Arabic, فَلَحَ, is all types of success. Whether it is dunya's, akhirat's, health-wise, financial, domestic, whatever type of success a person can think of, just like for in adhan, we are called hayya alal falah. Coming to namaz, we are called to every type of success. So here Allah says that person has 100% already become successful. Firstly, it is the words of Allah in which there is no doubt whatsoever. And then Allah has put it in the past tense. You can't undo the past. If you speak something of the future, you say you will become successful. Perhaps you won't. But whatever in the future, it's not in our hands. But this is in the past. And then Allah has said it with the word qadr, definitely, undoubtedly. So how much of surety there is in this? Who is this person who has got all the success? Man tazakka, who has made his tazkiyah, who has purified himself from all spiritual illnesses. And purity in Islam is in a few levels. The most important of all, basically and primarily, is our aqidah, our beliefs, that our aqidah must be correct, tawheed, oneness of Allah Ta'ala, complete and unshaking iman on the risalah, the messenger that Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not only the messenger and Rasul of Allah, but he is the last and the final messenger. There is no possibility of any Nabi coming after him, which also entails there is no possibility of any new deen coming. A new deen, whatever it is, or in the name of Islam, a new brand of Islam. That also there is no possibility. There is only that one Islam which Allah has given to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is the Islam till the day of Qiyamah. In the name of Islam you have Qadianism, that is not acceptable. In the name of Islam you have Shiism, that is not acceptable. In the name of Islam you have Salafism, that is not acceptable. It is that Islam which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly said, مَا أَنَا عَلَيْهِ وَأَصْحَابِ. That which I am on, and that and the Sahaba. That which I am on, the Sunnah, the practical way of life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And my Sahaba, the Sahaba, which is phrased as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that group of people. That is the only way. Then purity as far as our ibadat is concerned, all our ibadat. Ibadat must be correct according to the commands of Allah and the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Purity in our ibadat, in our namaz, we mustn't think of anyone else besides Allah. And this all needs effort. And Allah gave us this opportunity in the honorable, auspicious month of Ramadan to acquire it. Purity in our business dealings, that they must be clear above board. There must be no crookery, there must be no treachery, there must be no shrewdness. A sincere, proper business dealings we must have. Purity in our mu'asharat, how we live in society. With our families we must live properly. There must be no adulteration. man having extramarital affairs or other affairs with other women, woman having affairs with other men, etc. And love between the people in the home, in the society, fulfilling rights of neighbors, etc., everyone. So the purity in that. Purity in our akhlaq, our character. A person has to endeavor to have good character and supreme character as well. So that person who has done this, and for that Allah gave us the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan, in it Allah gave one capsule that has got all this. That is the rozas. If we kept our rozas, and roza does not only mean that we stayed away from food and drink and our lustful desires of our from our wives, but roza means we kept roza of the eyes also. As kutiba alaykum as-siyam, in there is roza on every part of the body. If we did not look at any haram, and we kept roza of the tongue, and we did not speak rude and vulgar words and language, we were not abusive, and we were not vulgar. We did not use swear words, etc. We did not backbite. We did not slander. We did not falsely accuse anyone. We kept our tongues pure. And roza of the ears, that we didn't listen to backbiting. We did not listen to rumor mongering. We did not listen to music. Then we had kept rozas. And roza of the heart and mind, that we kept our thoughts also pure and clear. That we did not look down upon any person. We did not we did not feel we are better than others. We didn't have the attitude that I am pious. No holier than thou attitude. And roza of the stomachs also, that we made sure what we ate was halal. And it was tayyib. That is, there was no doubt in it also. Not only that it is halal, that if there's no doubt, and it was healthy, wholesome food. Not food that causes damage to the body, but food that is natural medicine to the body. Proper food in the right way is natural medicine, and fruit also eaten in its correct way. And there's a way of eating fruit also. Fruit also is a great medicine for the body. So if we kept that roza also. And finally, that we were wondering whether Allah has accepted our ibadat or not. No pride came in us. Know that we are sure that we have passed. We will only know that when we get in the qabr on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, a person, nobody will know for surety whether the Sahaba who were given the glad tidings of Jannah, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but still he would say that I wish I was just a bird, I wish I was just a leaf, I was nothing. So where can we be 100% sure of anything? So that fear of whether my ibadat was accepted or not, and naturally this actually means that we don't think I'm pious, I'm holy, because we don't know. Only on Qiyamah's day will a person know whether he was pious or holy. This is the prescription Allah has given us, and we have gone through. A person who did it accordingly, Allah declares, "Qad aflaha man tazakka." This person has become 100% successful. Allah gives us year in and year out a major overhaul, a major service for our spiritual life, a major checkup for all our body, so that we can prepare. So this is how we should have spent Ramadan. Then Allah Ta'ala says, a person who has done this, but aflah man tazakka, and one was the roza which he kept. And the other additional, wa dhakara asma rabbihi, and he made the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is another great purifier of our souls. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ تِقَالَ. Everything has got a cleanser and a polisher. For example, you want to wash dishes, there is a certain type of soap for it. You want to wash clothes, you can't use your dishwashing powder in your washing machine. There is another type of powder that for washing clothes. You want to wash the floor of your house, the kitchen, there is something else. You want to clean your toilet, there is another type of cleaner. You want to wash your car, there is another type of cleaner. So there is a special cleaner for the heart also, which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has to inform us, And the sifalatul qalb, dhikrullah, or kama qal alayhi salatu wa salam. The cleanser and the polisher of the heart is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So if we made our zikr also during this month, what the rosas, we made our zikr, there is a prescription of Allah ta'ala, the recipe given by Allah ta'ala. Beautifully, Buzurgani Deen have said that zikr zakir ko maskoor tak pahuncha deta hai. The zikr, that is the act, the work of doing zikr, makes the zakir, the one who makes the zikr, who is the subject, the fa'il, the one who does the action of making zikr, makes him reach maskoor tak, to the one that he was remembering, to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr will take the one who made zikr to his destination, to Allah Ta'ala. Zikr is like your vehicle. Zakir is the one sitting in the car, and maskur is your destination. So a person who made his zikr takes the occupant of the car to his destination, to Allah Ta'ala. So that was another great prescription which Allah has prescribed for us for the month of Ramadan. A person who has done this, kept his rosas, and proper rosas of the eyes also, of the tongue also, of the ears also. He made his zikr also. For such a person, Allah Ta'ala himself gives guarantee, and with what stress? The words of Allah Ta'ala. The words in Kalamullah, and then the words that are in the past tense, that is for surety. Then with the word qad, with definiteness, 100% the person who has done this has become successful. But then Allah Ta'ala says, I've given you the prescription, but you have put it in a very beautiful prescription, and you put it in a golden case, and you lock it up in your safe. You don't use it. Doctor gave you the best medicine, but you say such medicine, very expensive, it mustn't get finished. And you don't even open the bottle. And you just keep it away and you lock it up in your safe, what's it going to help you? So Allah says, this is our attitude. Allah in the Quran Sharif, Allah Rabbul Izzah, has given us this prescription. But instead of paying attention to that, Allah Ta'ala himself says, بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You people give preference to dunya's life, to your lust, to your desires. In spite of the month of Ramadan being a month of keeping rosas, you don't look at your wife with lust, but then you went outside and you looked at other women with lust. You didn't joke around with your wife in a rude way, but with the ladies at work, there you joked around with them. And there you flirted around with other women, etc. So the prescription I gave, you locked it up. And you carried on with your own desires. You just, so to say, fooled yourself. You kept away from halal food, but you were eating haram. It comes in the hadith that backbiting about somebody is like eating the dead flesh of your brother or sister who is dead, and then you eat their flesh. From halal samosas you didn't eat, I got rosa. Halal pies you didn't eat, I got rosas. But haram meat of your Muslim brother you went and eat. You made ghibat, etc. You people give preference to dunya. All these other things that we didn't observe the rosas as they were supposed to be. So Allah Ta'ala knows and told us in advance. So in other words, we must be more take more precaution, be more cautious that we don't fall into this. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. Whereas the reality is, وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Akhirat is much, much more better, that is as far as quality is concerned. وَأَبْقَى, it is much more better as far as quantity is concerned. Akhirat will never come to an end. Nothing of this world can compare to Akhirat. Gold and silver of Jannah that is spoken, this dunya's actual pure gold is like sand in front of that gold. That is the real gold. The Hurul Ain of Jannah, those are women. This woman of dunya are just like painted dollies on in a book. There is no reality in them. That is the real life. Allah says, that is your life. وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرُ أَبْقَى. And this is not only the word of Allah, not only in the past tense that it is so sure, not only with the words of definiteness, but historically also this is the truth. إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى. This is some in history all along. In all the books this was mentioned. صُحُفِ إِبْرَانِيمَ وَمُوسَى. In the great, great books of the great people like Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala has still given us an opportunity where we were deficient. We did not observe the rozas properly. It becomes keep 6 rozas in Shawwal. Observe these things in Shawwal now. And whatever deficiency was there, cover it up. And it will be like you kept roza in the whole year. So in other words, your islah and your tazkiyah for the whole year is guaranteed also. Then come along Ramadan, again enhance your everything again. Progress, go further up. If an accountant is writing his cash book and he doesn't write cash carried forward, and he doesn't write on the next page brought forward the amount of cash, he just gets disappeared somewhere. And we will say this bookkeeper, this accountant is embezzling the funds. What was supposed to be carried forward and come, he didn't. So let us not be like that. What we acquired in Ramzan, we don't carry it forward for Shawwal and for the whole year. And you just somewhere we lost it along the way. Let that not be the case. And build on your capital all the time. By next Ramzan, build your capital in the year by 10, 11 months. And then carry or query on what they did. In this way we will become successful. And if not, then just very briefly, what is happening presently in Gaza, there are many aspects of the war there. One particular aspect is not Israel is fighting Palestine, that is quite clear everyone knows. They are not fighting Gaza also, they are fighting Hamas. It's a war of Israel against Hamas. This is the first time this happens, otherwise it's a war against Palestine. But this time it is not against Palestine, it is only against Hamas. And what is this? One analyst writes, this is, Israel is fighting a proxy war, it's not their own war. They are fighting a war for Saudi Arabia, for Egypt, for all the other Arab countries. And what war? Hamas, no matter how they appear, what they are, but they are the symbol of real Islam. And what Saudi Arabia, Egypt and all them want? A modern Islam, a watered down Islam, a 21st century Islam. And they are fighting for the real Islam. So this is a war of modernism, of batil and falsehood against original Islam. And this war is not only there in Palestine and in Gaza. This war is in our masjid here. This war is in the whole world, where the modernists of Islam, who are Muslims, but they are modernists. They don't want conservative Islam. They don't want that ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. They don't want that original Islam. They want a watered down, mild Islam. Islam with TV also. Islam with no parda also. Islam with photography also. Islam with music also. This is that war what is carrying on. So let us understand this and let us see which side are we. Are we also fighting against Islam or are we fighting for Islam? Which side are we? This is a war that has come to this time of our history. We have reached that turn where Muslims are fighting a war against Islam. So we have to be very careful and think carefully that which side of the line, of the divide are we on. Do we also just want to modern Islam? This is what Israel is fighting, a proxy war for all those who want a modern Islam. Hamas is a very strong offshoot, a branch of the Islamic Brotherhood, Muslim Brotherhood. And according to Sisi, he has finished the Brotherhood by suppressing them completely in Egypt. A little life that they have got is with Hamas, finished them also. And Islam is doing that on their, Israel is doing that on their behalf. So we should see which side of the divide are we on. We have reached a critical point for everyone's iman. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says strongly, and I end off with this, وَلَنْ تَرْضَى عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَنْ نَسَارَى. Neither will the Yahud and the Nasara be happy with you. They won't leave you in peace. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتُهُمْ. Till you follow 100% in their way of life. How they dress, we dress like them. How they have wedding functions, we have wedding functions like them.
How they build their homes, we build our homes like that.
How they go for holidays, we go for holidays like that.
How they have sports, we have sports like that.
Think for ourselves, how much are we already following them in almost everything.
وَلَنْ تَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى
حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتُهُمْ.
And tell them, قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى هُدَى اللَّهِ.
Hidayat is only one, the hidayat of Allah,
which Allah has revealed in the Quran,
the original Islam. There is no modern Islam, there is no watered down Islam,
there is no mild Islam, there is that one Islam only.
So Allah declares that, قُلْ إِنَّ الْهُدَى
هُدَى اللَّهِ. So this is what we have to follow,
and this is a war that's carrying on in my life.
In our lives, in our masjids,
everywhere this war is carrying on. It's not only in Gaza,
we make dua for them, we forget ourselves. We are also, but also see first which side of the divide are we on.
Are we fighting for Islam? Are we fighting against Islam? And there is no modern Islam,
there is no 21st century Islam, it is that Islam.
May Allah give us tawfiq and accept us for the truth and make our Islam.